Vayter and Shas from Bava Basa Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Picking up the second line, last word on the line. But I'm going to take you back to Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis, not going through it inside, but at least bring it out. There was a story of a guy who says to his wife that my stuff is given to my sons, who I will have from you. Now he had that was his second wife. Now his older son from a different wife said, and what about me? What's going to be? So the father says to him, oh, okay, you're going to go take like one of those sons. Now the Gemara wanted to know about that type of case. The ones that weren't yet born, they're definitely not getting over here because they don't exist at the time that the father actually says it. But what about the older one? When that older one, in reference to him, does he have a portion that goes with them of those that are being the second one? Or does he not have a portion that goes with them? In other words, let's say there's four in total. Like there's the three from the new wife, one from the old wife. But they're not three, the new ones weren't born yet. So when they are born and then he dies and then they split it up. So normally we would say you split it up equally. Everyone gets one portion. But what happens if he says that you get a portion with those kids? Those kids aren't yet born. So does he take one out of four portions twice? Like because before they were born and then after they die, after he dies, once they're born or not? So on that question, we have the discussion that a bunch on one side, Rav Avraham Misha, Rav Yirmiya, they said that he does have a portion with the other ones. And on the other side, Rav Avo, Rav Chanina Bar Papi, and Rav Yisroch Nafcha, they say that he does not. Now, what then happened is Rav Avo was part of the second group. He said, you know, the lacha goes, is a lacha like us, lacha like you. And Rav Yirmiya said, Rav Yirmiya was part of the first group. He says, Pshita Chazak of a son, this for sure goes like us, because we're older than you. And the lacha is not like you because you guys are younger. So Ravo says back, hold on a second, goes by age? But time, but what do you mean? But time, Italian Mills, it's dependent on the logic. And now, so there's a review of me of a time of my, what's the reason for your din? So Ravo answers that the goater of Avin, and I explained it to him, and now we're on the top of Kuf Mem Gimel Mad Alef, and he nodded his head, agreeing to what I said. So Azalagabe, Rav Yirmiya went to Rav Avin, Amale Ilu, Amale Kine Kichamor Bikani. Rav Avin says to him that if, let's say the father would have said to the older son, acquire like the donkey, would he acquire anything? Obviously not, says the Rashbam, Kemosha Chamor Lokana, Kenhu Lokana, Sachanami, Kehechid Debanama, Sinim Lavobaolam, Lokanu, Yunami Lokanu. So, like, no, it doesn't get anything. De Itbarn, here we go. De Itbarn, Kene Chamor Lokana. If let's say somebody goes and he says, acquire this matana like a donkey, then he doesn't get anything. At v'chamor, but if he says, you and the donkey should acquire, the Rav Nachman Amar Kana Mechza, he says that he gets half. Says the Rashbam on this, that Kana Mechza, Dachi Amar Leh, is what he's saying. At v'chamor, tiknu shneichem, hu mechza ve'ata mechza. You and the donkey both acquire, you get half, he gets half. V'lo avar ish. Even though really the donkey's not going to get it, don't think that the guy's not going to lose that because of the fact that the donkey's not getting, because the gift isn't taloi. If he doesn't get it, then you don't get it. But rather, it's telling you, you get half. Rav Hamnuna, Amar, Lo, Amar, Klom. He says, no, I didn't say anything. In other words, the guy gets nada, he gets nothing. He says, Rashbam, Lo, Kana, Velo, Klom. They came into the Kinyan Echad, Shitav, Shneim. Since he made it into one Kinyan that he grouped them together, Lo, Nigma, Bedaito, Lahakdom, Sozeh, Belo, Zeh, Klom. He's not giving one to the other one without the other one getting anything. Vekevin the Chamor Lokana, Iu Nami Lokana. Since the Chamor is not getting anything, he's not getting anything either. Rav Sheshi Zamar Kana Kol. He says, no, he gets all of it. So the first opinion says he gets half. The second one says he gets nothing. The third one says that he actually gets all of it. Says Rav Shvam, right? A person knows that a chamor is not able to be kona, and therefore he made up in his mind that whoever is able to be kona from both mishneihem yekneh, from one of the two who can get it, is going to get the whole thing. Rav Sheshi was the last one. Where he says, where do I get this from? The Tanya, Yossi Omer. Ein lecha mar bekishus ela pinimi shabo, because you don't have any mar, any bitter stuff that's found in the kishus type of vegetable, other than the section in the middle. Lefikach shutare mosif alachitzon shabo. So when he takes off truma from this stuff, you have to add to its outside and separate and take off the truma. can't take off from something sweet, something which is bitter. So the innermost part is the bitter part. So when you're going, you're taking off, take from another one a little bit, so you're going to end up taking off proper truma. Amai at v'chamorhu, frak the Gemara. But why is the truma, why does it work? It's a case of you and the donkey. Says the Rashbam, that is why v'amar at v'chamorhu, sh'amar kishus zeh yehi truma al elu. He's saying this kishus, this fruit, this vegetable, this food, should be truma on these. V'kevan de yesh ba mar umatuk, since it has bitter and sweet, yehi de mar lo chayel, but just like the mar, the bitter is not chayel in it, chayel truma, v'lo mevatel shem tevel min amentes, it's not going to be mevatel the truma from the one, from the 49, because again, truma is 2%, so it's 1/50th. Right, so this is out of 49. You have to add a little bit. Hachanami amatuk lo yochol alav shem truma elamai islamei mar hamatuk kana hakol upater mitevel. We say that the matuk, the sweet thing, is kona everything, and it's pater from tevel. It's pater that upater Patar mitevel es hamemtes leel nami at v'chamor afal gav de chamor lokana hukana hakol ki hechid dehacha demar lokana umatokana hakol. Right, so there's a raya to say that we actually good. Says we're going back. Not a raya. Shani some dimi daraisa truma al yasi, because you dimi daraisa, it's a good truma even if you take bad stuff from the good stuff. Dam Rabbi Elayim minayin l'tor min arala yafesh shetrumas shetrumadim, if you did it actually gonna work. Shenam revelo sisu alav chet by rimchem es chelbo mimenu, and you shall not have a sin on you when you take off truma from the produce its best part. Meaning to say that if you did do such a thing, then he bears a sin, but it still works. V'im eino kadosh nisiyas chet lama, and if it actually, if the inferior stuff, the lower stuff that separated as truma doesn't actually become kadosh, then what sin is there? It actually works. Therefore, you don't have a raya from your shtikel toira over there. Rav Sheshah seems to be good. You know why? Because most of Rav Avia to Yufta, Rav Avia brought up a to Yufta from the Mishnah, from those who are arguing Rav Sheshah. Maisa b'chamesh noshim hem shteachayus. This is a story time. Story time is he had these five women. And of these five women, two of the women were sisters. Someone picked up a basket of figs, v'shelan ha'isa, v'shel shvias ha'isa, which was theirs, and it was Shemitah. It belonged to the women, but again, it was Shemitah, so he can take it. All of you are married to me with this basket of figs. V'kibla achas me'an al yidikulam, one of them accepted for all of them. Amacham, it says, ein achayis b'kadeshes, the sisters are not married. Kum tchoisin achayos hudei mekadoshes. So sisters are married. Hanachrius mekadoshes, but the other ones are going to be married. Ay, vamai, at v'chamor hi. It's a case of at v'chamor. And yet it still works. Oh, good raya. For the Gemara, amalei rahaynu dechazay rav huna bar avya bechelma. He said that this explains what I saw, why I saw Rav Huna bar Avia in a dream, the most of Rav Avia to Yufta, that he was bringing, that Rav Avia brought up this to Yufta. Lav mi okimna da amar uya mikem labia tiskadishli. Didn't we explain that Mishnah is talking about where he said that anyone that is among you that is fit for me to have tashmish with is going to be married to me? Therefore, it's not the case of at v'chamor. Hahu da amar leila v'bisun chsay lech v'lumnayach. There was a guy who said to his wife, my stuff are going to be to you and to your sons. Amar Rav Yosef, Kansa Mechsa. She acquires half of the stuff, right? So let's say there's three sons. Then half of the stuff belongs to the wife, and the other half is divided amongst the other three. V'amar Rav Yosef, you know, I mean, how do I know this? Where do I get this idea from? D'tanya, Rabbi Omer, V'haysa la'arun al-labanov. The pasuk says it will be for Aaron and his son. His sons, it's talking about the lechem apanim, splitting it up. Mechsel Aaron, mechsel Labanov. Half to Aaron and half to his sons. Amalei Abaye, Bishlam Hasam Aaron Bar Chaluka. Okay, makes sense over there because Aaron was a Bar Chaluka. He's one of those that can acquire just like the rest of the sons. meaning he's a kohen, so of course he's getting. So the fact the pasuk says it over there, so we can learn that out. Therefore, the Torah is specifying straight up to tell you that he's going to take half. But isha lav bas yerusha, but a woman's not into bas yerusha. Dai shetitu kechem nabanim. It should be that she just gets a portion, just like any other of the sons. It shouldn't be half and half. Says the Gemara, is it true that she doesn't take any more than the kids? This happened to Adai. V'akbaya Shmuel Palga, and Shmuel gave her half. It's very vagabi Rav Yochanan Palga. Vesu, it happened the same thing there, and he did as well. Vesu ki asar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, at the Bavel, he said, Ahu dame kalila, the shadu dame malka, bule v'aistruke, there was a tax for the crown that the royal family made on the wealthy and on the officers that they had to pay. Rabbi said, "Nesivu abule palga v'istrugi palga." Okay, let's let the wealthy give half and let the officers give half. Therefore, yes, it could be that she ends up getting half of it. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, Hasa Mekarki Havukasvu. How are you going ahead and bringing a raya over there when they would write this tax? Bule Havukasvu, they would write it against the wealthy. Vistruge Havu Messiah Badayo, the officers would help them by paying, even though it wasn't against them. Vigad the Malka the Havukah Messiah, and the king knew that they were helping. Hashta Mai the Kakasriya Bulivastu Vistruge, now that they wrote it straight up against both, Lamira Dahani Palga Bahani Palga. Right, it's coming to tell you that actually each one is chayav to pay half, right? Since it was known that they knew that the officers used to give money to pay for it. The specific mentioning of the officers in this new tax shtickel is obviously meant to increase what they have to do. And that's why Rebbe said that the officers are chayav for half. But where an individual or group has to be mentioned in order to include them there, like in the case of the will that mentions the wife, there's no raya that the individual or the group is being equated with the other groups. Must of Rabbi Zeir goes in, knocks this out, and he says, because the Brisa says, Omer Re'alai bin Chamea Isaron Lahavi Bishnei Kalim. An individual bringing carbon mincha can't be more than 60 isaron. So if someone says it's on me to bring a mincha of 100 isaron, however, I'm going to split it up into two different kalim. Maybe shishim kli echad, he brings 60 in one, varbayim kli echad, and 40 in another. Beep, turn the page. Go from on the base. Vim hevi chamishim kli echad, chamishim kli echad. If he ends up bringing 50 and 50, then yatsa he is yotze. Im hevi in lechatchila lo, which means if he did that, then okay, it works. But lechatchila, it shouldn't be done like that. If you want to say that in all cases where you have two groups that are mentioned, it's split half and half. I feel lechatchila namitz, even be able to do this lechatchila as well. So he says, "No, hold on 1 second. What kind of raya is that? Awesome. And it's adi the high grav from Yikar the carbon gadol kamechavin. There, by the mincha, it's clear that this person that Meikara has in mind that he wants a big carbon, right? As much as you could do in one kli. V'hai the kamer b'shtei kelim. He just said 2 kelim. The other little efshel asuyi b'kli echad, because you know you can't bring it all in one kli. Kamer the efshel asuyi in my sin. Therefore, we bring as much as you're able to bring in one kli." Now, Allah comes out, we pass on like Rav Yosef in the case of the field, in the case of the Inyan, in the case of Mechsa. We saw the same line in Kuf Yod Dalet Amud Beis. What are these talking about? The field is talking about the dinim that brought back way back in Yod Beis of Yosef by someone who is a Yorish who wants that he gets his father's field next to the field that he has over there. The Inyan was in Kuf Yod Dalet that somebody who makes a deal with Chalipin can back out only while it's still on the Inyan, on the topic between the two discussions, two parties, they're still talking about it. And Mechso, when it talks about half, that's talking about Yosef's opinion that you and your sons are going to be equal to the wife's share of all of... The wife is going to get all of her sons combined, which is going to get half of it. Story time. Ahu deshadar piske deshirai lebeise. There was this guy who sent pieces of silk to his home. piece of silk. Says the Rashbam, Piskei Dishirai, Chatichos Miel, it's a piece of like a coat. Vistam Shalach Chaleg, so he sent it to be split up. Amar Yami, Haru Uyin Labadam Labadam, that which is fitting for the sons of the sons, Ru Labadam's Labadam, that was ready for the daughters to the daughters. In other words, if it's men's clothing for the men, women's for the women, Vilo Amar and Ella de Les Le Kalsa. And this is only true if he doesn't have a daughter-in-law, but if he has a daughter-in-law, then we assume that he's sending the women's clothing for his daughter-in-law, but not for his other daughters that are married. Wow, unbelievable. Because he is not chayv to take care of anymore. But a daughter-in-law is normal for a man to give to her because of the love that he has for his son. V'ibanse lo nesivin. But if his daughters are not married, then he wouldn't leave his daughters aside and give it to the daughter-in-law. Another story time. Someone says that my stuff are going to my sons. Rashi says, Rashbam says, he's dying. They're going to my sons. It's one son. Daughters. If a person, what he calls his singular son, plural, Lashon Rabbim, therefore all of it's going to his son, they don't get anything, we split up the daughters with it. Back in the Gemara, he had a son and a daughter, and therefore, this is called plural, he doesn't do it. And by saying sons, what he means is including the daughter as well. And the sons of Dan are chushim. Right? It says sons in plural, but then it says one kid, chushim, which means that even a single kid can be called plural. So it only goes to the son. Amalei Rava, Dilma Kedetana Debe Chizkia. Hold on, but maybe it's like the Dan Debe Chizkia, Shahim Arubim Chushim Shilkane, means that they were as... Not that he's saying chushim is in a particular person, but it means chushim shel kane. Kane is a reed, and it means the clusters of the reeds, meaning the leaves of the reeds that are over there, and saying that's how many kids that they had, and therefore you don't have a raya from here. El amarava ubnei palu eliyav, and the sons plural of palu were eliyav, and so and there's only one kid over there. Yosef amar ubnei esa nazaria. And we see also a plural over there, and it's still talking about an individual. There was a story about that person says, my property is going to my sons, plural, Havali Bra Barbara, and he had a son and a grandson. Kori and Shila Barbara Bra or lo. Do people refer their grandson a son or not? Chaviva Amar, he says, Kori and Shila Bar Bra Bra, they do call your grandson a son. Amar Barabashi, Amar Lo Kori and Shila Bar Bra Bra. No, they don't do it. Tanaka was in Mar Barabashi, but Bryce goes like Mar Barabashi, it's a you don't do such a thing. Hamuda and Amibanim, someone who says it's going to ask her any enough from their sons. Muta B'nei Banim is Muta to get enough from their B'nei Banim, from their grandchildren. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.